One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Ramble.
But I had to have my friends text message me memes because I wasn't getting my memes. And to be completely honest, I stole the idea from Saturday Night Live.
I was like holding onto my hoodie and my hands were shaking uncontrollably. That I've never experienced before from a movie.
The human body is a machine and you have to know how the different cogs work and what flows and be
stop
able to
it.
Feel.
Just shut
weird.
Up. Just shut up.
I you regret to, this.
Yeah, this is, I don't like this at all. This is terrible.
My grandma has a Yajro collection
that
she said
I'm going to
have. And I was like, I don't want your Yajro collection.
You made up Yajro.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Smosh Cast. Yeah, we're going. You guys ready to cast this pod?
Let's cast this
pod. We're doing it.
I was just asleep. How did you get me here?
You know, you actually got some sleep last night.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
Thank you.
Because barely me.
Barely you.
Because we saw a certain superhero movie. You, for those listening or viewing, you may notice that I am not a bearded white man with glasses. But I'll get there eventually. I'm Courtney Miller. I'm here with Joshua Ovenshire, or Joven Shire, and Matt Robb. Is this both your guys' first time on this podcast? Both of you?
Yeah.
Yes.
No,
yes.
I haven't. I think we did a testy boy early before
testy
we
testy boy.
Yeah, before we did a real pod. But I don't think I've ever been on this podcast.
Look at us. Nice. All right, we're gonna do it here and have a good time with it.
Yeah.
And Courtney will judge us from that side.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, it's my first time hosting, so you guys will be judging me.
Oh, it's just a judge city.
Judge city.
So, all right,
it's
I'm into
like
it.
High school.
The next 70
Love
minutes,
it.
Nobody knows what they're yeah. doing. Strap in.
Yeah. Ian is doing a side project, which is cool. Are we allowed to say what it is? Yeah. He's doing a thing for Taste Made.
Ooh.
He's gonna be like cooking with people.
Cooking with Ian.
Yeah, Ian cooking.
He's so tasty.
We stand a kitchen daddy. yeah, so this is cool.
Man.
I'm very happy I'm doing this with you guys.
This is great. This is,
I love you guys, and
it's
I love
safe
you together
space.
Again.
Yeah, this is safe.
It's a safe space.
This is I'm judging
except
you,
except
for
we're
a
judging.
Safe space.
Yeah,
yeah,
safe,
yeah.
Safe
like,
judging.
Happy judging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's cool to see you two next to each other. Like, it's been a while.
I know, it's been a hot second. Joven, you're here.
I am here.
You're here.
People are like, where are you? I'm like, I'm here.
Now you're here.
You
I'm
probably
here.
See that 10 times a day on YouTube comments.
10 is a small number, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 12.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot more. So what's the answer to that? Like, do you even respond to comments or it's like...
Well, I do, but I wanted to wait because I felt like this would be a good time to talk about what's going on, where I am, and to explain that I am here.
Yeah.
I'm just not always here.
Yeah.
I'm like Captain Marvel during the first Avengers movie. I'm saving a planet somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's just we're getting there.
Yeah.
No, I'm currently... working on my YouTube channel. I am also working on some other career aspect stuff. But at the same time, just to kind of jump right into it, I'm still part of the Smosh family.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm still hanging
are.
Out.
Yeah,
we're
going
to film some stuff. It's just, it might not be an everyday thing, but like, you don't get to choose your family. You just,
right.
you
we're with
work
each other forever.
Stuff
and, yeah.
And it's all...
It's all happening.
It's all happening. And so are you going to be in videos or what,
so
what's
that's
the plan?
You and I have already started talking about some stuff that we want to do together. I over the last few days, I was watching some older videos of ours and being like, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to jump back into the mix. But just full transparency, I'm just going to be completely very honest today. And I'm working on other stuff. I want to see...
Yeah, I've seen stuff on Facebook. Like, you got stuff in doing.
Yeah,
you got some
I'm
stuff
in the process of selling shows. And I think that is something that you and I have talked about over the last few
for
years.
A while.
Like, what does the career path look like? And I just had to take a moment to figure out, like, I didn't see myself at 65 and retiring as a Smosh Games talent. I did not think that was going to be a viable
I don't think anybody
career.
Does.
Me. I will be Smosh Games. It'll just be me playing video
That's
games.
That's not a joke.
Old geriatric hands.
And it'll still
game.
Be funny. No, I just had to... and this wasn't even like when the evolution of current Smosh happened. This was something that was in the making that happened last year also. And it was just like, how am I going to retire? Because I'm married now. One day we want to have a family. I've got three dogs. I'm like, how do I maintain what an adult YouTuber life looks like? Mm-hmm. And it was a matter of just trying to see and make decisions that affected me 30 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. As much as I love filming with you guys and I love hanging out all the time, I knew that that wasn't something that I could continue to do and then eventually have something to, like a little nest egg, or I needed to know what the next step of Jovenshire's life was. Yeah. And it was very scary and it was very sad and it was a very tough decision, but it was something where it was just like, all right, I gotta bet on me. I have to see if I can be successful as well or if it's just a Smosh thing.
Right.
Because like, before Smosh happened, we were Clever Games and we were being threatened with $0. So like, if you don't get views, you're not gonna be anything.
Not from the streets.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they're like, yeah, that is.
Yeah.
And at the time they're like, hey, do you guys want to partner up with Smosh? And it was just like,
wait, they get views, right?
Yes. Yes, we want to do this. Yes.
But like, did you know about Smosh before?
I had seen two videos.
Okay.
I had seen the Pokemon video. And then I had seen The Legend of Zelda rap that
and
they did.
And this is 2012.
Earlier than...
No, 2012.
Early 2012.
Yeah. Early 2012 when all that went down. But I mean, like, you're absolutely right. You hit on something I want to talk about. It's like, it's about evolution, mm-hmm. right? And it's like, that's what we're doing with Smosh Games too. Like, we're evolving. We're you know, it's not changing for the sake of change. It's evolving for the sake that we're able to, like, do different things. Like, we hit 273 episodes of Game Bang. 200, a show that we didn't Jeez. Think was going to exist simply because of the name. We hit 273 episodes.
It was 272.
Or was it 272?
272.
Yeah, we called it 272. Yeah. I think we did an extra one probably.
We
also don't know how to count.
Yeah. But I mean, like, that's a lot. That is like, how many, like, I can't name the-
Simpsons doesn't have that many episodes.
Well, no, they do. I can't name more than Simpsons. I can't name many shows that have over 250 shows. That's a lot.
That was 5-6 years, yeah. Every week doing the same show.
No breaks,
trying to come up with new ideas. Do you know how difficult it was coming up with punishments that other people would agree to?
It's very
after
difficult.
272 episodes?
Guys, yeah. We're basically the Simpsons.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah. Simpsons, Smosh Games did it first.
Yeah, yeah. Game Bang
Smosh
did it.
Games did it.
I mean, it's true, and like, we have to evolve as well, which is why it's so exciting about the stuff that we're doing, and like, you get to be yeah. in more stuff, and Shane and Ian get to be in more stuff, like, in this new iteration of Smosh Games is really rad, because we get to like, actually try things that we've mm-hmm. never got to try before because we had this daddy corporation that
yeah.
was like, whoa, you want to try? You want to experiment? That's not going to do
daddy
well.
With
gonna
wire
hmm?
Daddy with a Y or I. Daddy with a Y or I.
Which is the worst one? D-A-D-D-I-E.
Y
is
the one that makes you feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, D-A-D-D-I-E. Yeah. But that also sounds like a candy.
Yeah. I will say, like, I wanted so badly to be more a part of Smosh Games, like, all the time. Like, throughout all of it. Because, like, just I love video games. Yeah. And so it's, like, cool that that's actually happening mm-hmm. now. And we have some stuff that you guys are wanting to do with just me. And
yeah.
I'm like, so excited.
It's very exciting.
Well, that was something, like, that was never on camera either, where, like, you and I would just, like, walk through the kitchen and then start talking about Skyrim or something. I'd mm-hmm. be like, oh, that's right.
Yeah,
Courtney
dude.
Gets it.
We yeah. shot, one of my favorite things we ever did with you was the Sellouts pilot.
Oh, my God.
No, you hate it, but I loved it
oh,
so much.
That's
so
right.
Yeah, what we did was basically our old president of the company walked into my office for the first time in my, at that point, 3 years of working there. He was like, you need to make a mobile game show.
It's like, and I was like, do you know my last name?
Yeah, probably not. He was like, you need to make a mobile game show. And I was like, okay, I guess we could come up with something. At the time, none of us liked mobile games. We yeah. all hated mobile games. We're like, this is a dumb fad. I think it was like... just after Angry Birds at the peak of Candy Crush. And we're like, mm-hmm. mobile games are just icky. There's
yeah.
no good mobile games. Couldn't do Skyrim. We couldn't do anything fun on a Fallout.
What, a great
cool.
Marvel game where with, you though. Put five cool characters together and make them fight against other characters.
I haven't heard about that.
But what you came up with, though, like, was so cool and such a concept. And like, it was really fun to host. I was so nervous.
I remember.
Did that go anywhere?
It didn't
no.
go anywhere.
Yeah.
So we originally shot the pilot. It was just.
And you helped me, Jovan.
Yeah. The two of you together, camera. Yeah. We played a game together. I don't remember what the original premise of the show was.
I think it was a challenge-based game while trying to play
right.
the game.
Yeah,
we were
yes,
drinking
yes.
fake...
Slam!
Because we played on the word sellouts because
right.
we were selling out and
right.
we made like a fake
We made a fake soda called Slam, and you guys had to chug Slam soda while playing some dumb game. And we shot it, and we're like, how do we do a year of this? It doesn't make any sense. So then I was like, what if we just did a thing where they played a game, and then we did something out in real life? And
everyone's
like,
so cool.
That's cool. Let's
that
do that.
Was yeah, so dope.
I love that show. I really do.
I think, like, on behalf of, like, the entire that Smosh Games cast, we're like, we love that was our favorite show to do. Because if you ask, like, a favorite moment of Smosh, like, everyone has a sellout story. One of my favorite shirts is still stained from grease because of the first sellouts that went on air was the suit.
Oh my god, yeah, we made you wear a suit of armor.
That was a stupid great idea. We came up with some great, stupid,
really
great
dumb
ideas.
I love that I got to go to Vegas with you guys. Yeah. We did a couple days in Vegas. Yep. You talked me into getting a massage while we were filming.
That's right. That was Vegas.
Yeah. Dude, that was, and I vlogged that. That was such a fun trip.
It was a blast.
Trip.
Yeah.
And that's actually what I'm really excited about, what you guys are doing next, where, and I never really talked to the fans about this, but I was always not necessarily offended, but I always wanted to correct people when it's like, oh, my favorite Smosh squad member is this person, but my favorite Smosh Games member was this. And I was like, no, there's no line in the sand. Yeah. And it sometimes felt like that on camera there. Yeah. And I'm excited now that line is blurred. And you should be on Smosh Games channel all of the time because you love games and you're great at what you do.
Thank you.
And Shane and then vice versa. And I don't know. It's very exciting to see that line is going to get blurred because it should have never existed in the first place.
Yeah, I think the whole Smosh Games, Smosh Squad, like labeling was such a branded thing.
100%.
Trying to package people to brands, and it wasn't about like the relationships at all at that point.
We were segregated by corporate nature, and it was so stupid. And like, luckily, you know, when we moved into a different part of the office, we were able to be closer to each other. But there was a period in time. The reason why, so Joe Beretta and I created Summer Games, and the reason we did was because at the time in the building, the Smosh Squad and the Smosh Games were literally at the opposite ends of the building.
Yeah.
So it's like, we're like, you guys, we're on the same brand. It doesn't make any sense. Like, you guys, we should be doing something. So Smosh Summer Games was created literally as a morale boosting thing. And then we're like, let's shoot some content while we make it happen.
And literally was, I think, some of the best bonding moments because we're all stuck in a cabin during a blizzard or in 120 degree heat in the middle of Nevada.
Yep.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So fondly. Because I wouldn't see you guys for months sometimes. Because you're either traveling or just you're so far away.
Right, yeah.
The only time we would see each other in the office is so when we came over to your office to do Pokemon Go because you guys were closer to the the Pokestop.
Yeah, and it was something that we tried to do to break that. And luckily now that we, you know, with Mythical coming in and like us being able to be in control of our own destiny, like something that Ian and all of us talked about from day one was like, we have to make the Smosh family. Yeah. There's no squad, there's no sketch group, there's no games group. Like, it's a Smosh family and it's all of us. And that's what's rad. And that's, you know, being able to put you in videos and being able to put Sarah Whittle and stuff, be able to put Tommy and Spencer and me and like actually show the people the actual family environment that we created as opposed to this weird fake lives that we had to create to show that there was a thing. It's like, that's not what we are.
Yeah, because it's like, guess what? Like, I have more conversation with Spencer, our editor, on a daily basis than like Noah.
Right.
Like, it's you'd never know.
Wes got onto Smosh Games because he was just our editor that we were friends with and we had a relationship. And again, it's the relationships that really translate and go past what like you can see on camera. It makes it special. And when you like, I remember the first time we had Tommy on an actual video. I think it was a Bored AF. And I remember seeing him do his thing. And I was like, well, he's the newest member of Smosh Games. Cool. All right.
Yeah, we just shot an episode of Try Not to Laugh with him, and it's like a new format.
Dude, it's hilarious.
Super excited about. He crushed it.
Yeah, he's very
barely
very
to do
funny.
Anything.
He's a funny boy. But I think that like that's something that we're really pushing for. Because, like, you know, I get the questions a lot. You do. I'm sure you do. It's like, okay, Smosh Games is back. Like, before we came back, they're like, where's Smosh Games? And then as soon as they came back, they're like, okay,
so
it's back.
So authoritative.
Yes. It's back, but, like, I need to know exactly who the Smosh Games cast members are. And it's like, that's the thing. It's like, there is no exact. It's the Smosh family. If SmoshMain, youtube.com/Smosh, is the sketch scripted arm, and Smosh Pit is the more reality-based kind of, like, personality YouTube-y arm, Games is just the gaming arm. It's the same group of people. It's the same folks. It's the same everything. It's just we can play video games over here.
Yeah, we just have our different platforms for ourselves to play on. And so when a new viewer comes, they can just subscribe to Smosh Games if they just want to see us gaming, or Sketch if they just want to watch Sketch. It's It makes sense. And I think it's cool because we get to share our relationships because we are sharing our lives with people who are watching YouTube. And we want to share like the good parts that we love because if we love it, odds are they'll love it too.
Right.
So when we have people on, like, or if they're not on, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just we want to be honest. I'm sure it was frustrating for the fans, like, because it takes time. We want to ease people into what the news is when
right.
we had all this transition
of
period.
Course.
But
and the benefit is, like, you know, being able to do what we're able to do here, but also letting you and a lot of the other Smosh Games folks that have started different projects mm-hmm. and stuff, allowing you guys the ability and the privilege to come back when you can.
Yeah.
You know,
like,
what I mean?
I have a Marvel show now, and that's super cool, but I still love those moments when I can come back. It's just like, I have so little time.
I know.
And it's how you do it. And so I'm very thankful to the audience for being there and supporting. And I will always want to give back to them. And by doing that, being able to be on more stuff with you guys, it's a win-win for me because I'm going to hang out on you guys at
right.
the same time.
Exactly.
So it's,
yeah.
And what people
just time management.
It's, yeah, what people don't realize is like when we were making Smosh Games content, there was a period in time because you guys started at 12 pieces of content a week?
14. 13, because there was Sunday was only bonus.
That's right, yeah. So it was 2 pieces of content every day for 7 days,
oh,
except
God.
For Sundays. And then I came on board, and I was like, nah, this is insane. So we cut it down to 7, and then we cut that down to, like, 5. But I think at our peak, when we were just, like, going ahead, like, we were probably 5 or 6 pieces of content. That was, we were never not shooting.
Yeah, it was
it
constant.
It was constant.
Yeah. It was
and then
exhausting.
There was traveling for sellouts or traveling for a brand deal, traveling for some like con or
yeah,
something.
We,
always.
We traveled so much that this year it's literally my goal not to travel. Like we traveled that much before. I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Dude, I feel that. Sacramento
yeah.
every other
oh
week.
Oh, my God.
My
yeah.
Southwest points through the roof. I have to fly to see my family for free for a long time.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
But traveling to Sacramento once a month for us, Soinky, Lasercorn, and I, our favorite macaroni and cheese is in a small restaurant mm-hmm. in the Southwest Terminal
Cafeteria?
Coming back. We gave it a different name because we called it Priorities because it was a priority to get there each time. We
nice.
Don't, yeah, we don't know where we were.
That's good. It's good that you could landmark knowing how much
yeah.
travel you've
mm-hmm.
done. He's been mm-hmm. in the middle of a pyramid, by the way.
Yeah.
No, I think it's important to be able to show that we're able to kind of like make content at, you know, at to the point where we're not killing ourselves, but still able to like keep the channel going.
Yeah, because this isn't like even TV shows have season breaks
right.
and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. Like it's constant.
Again,
right.
Game Bang, 272 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Is rough.
Nonstop.
And then add 5 or 6 other shows at the same time.
Right.
On top
Sellouts
of that.
Went for a year. I mean, Honest Game Trailers we had, that was a beast that kept going. Mm-hmm. Like we had everything going for a while.
People always want to see more Grand Theft Smosh, but like we didn't know what else to do.
True. And that's another thing. Like things like when we gamified games like MariCraft or Grand Theft Auto, like that's hard because we were essentially, you know, small M machinima, basically taking a video game and turning it into our thing.
Yeah.
You can only do that for so long. Mm-hmm. We did GTA for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
We did MarioCraft for 4.5 years. Like, and that's the beauty is like, we can come back, you know, we're talking about potentially doing a mini MarioCraft run and doing a mini series or doing a GTA mini series. Like that's when it's exciting. Cause it doesn't feel like it's just
yeah.
like, all right, another 50 weeks of this show. Let's
yeah.
do it. Like we want to make stuff that we're excited about making. And that only comes in small doses.
A small behind the scenes tidbit for the fans. If you ever see an episode of Grand Theft Smosh where it was a West list, we literally did that because we didn't know what else to do.
Yeah, we ran out of ideas.
It's like, Wes,
yeah.
come up with 4 races. I don't know anything.
Yep.
Yeah, what's the West list? What?
He basically put like a list of levels together because you could do custom levels.
Oh.
And we actually, yeah, so small teaser, Wes is actually coming back to be in one of our videos.
Fun.
And we are
going to
be doing a West list style thing,
mm-hmm.
which is fun. And also, you're coming back next week.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even know what you're coming back
I
for.
I don't.
I know how much
we're
you
all learning things right now.
You love getting sticky.
No.
No.
No we sticky, are, no more hot peppers.
We had hot peppers. We are doing sticky, but not with you. But we are gonna make you drink some gross smoothie stuff because you know it's fun.
And remember, in my mouth, memories.
Yeah. I can't forget that. There's some things you look back on. It's like, oh man, I can't run for office now.
I've never shut my laptop watching one of our videos.
Yes.
I put in my mouth episode where they had a disgusting smoothie and. You.
There was some backfire.
Terrible acts.
Not backfire.
Blowback.
Spit.
Blowback.
Backwash. Into a smoothie.
Well, this is, so we're playing, so they just opened up custom levels in Smash Bros.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm very excited about that. Like, you can jump on the actual DVD load screen as it moves and stuff. So I want to play that, but I was like, well, we got to do something different. We got to play with gaming with a twist. So there are 60 different character-inspired ingredients that you have to put into a blender. This is all Damien. Damien was like, I got it. And like, I looked at the list and I was like,
Thanks, Damien.
Yeah. It'll be fun. Hey, just don't lose.
As long as there's no hot peppers. Lasercorn actually tricked me into having a lot of hot pepper recently, like on camera, and I was not about that life.
Was that real? Because I was like,
that was one. So one of the shows that I do on my channel, Totally Unprompted, where it's, we write scripts for each other. Lasercorn wrote in my script that, I love hot peppers so much. And he's like, oh, I've got one right here. That literally, I did not know that was going to happen.
Seriously?
I was not happy, but I'm a trooper-ish. If the camera's rolling, I'll be a trooper.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, cool. I guess I'm doing this right now. And we still had to film 5 more episodes after that. And you can still see that I'm dying from it.
Yeah, the whole hiccups. Well, so,
and you have different guests. You have different guests on the show, right?
So it was me, Wes, Soinky, and Lasercorn. So there's different combinations of that, and then they'll do it. But I, if it does well, I would like to have another batch on. I feel like I need to have Damien and Shane on.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
Yeah,
let's spill some
all right,
tea.
You guys, all right,
some hibiscus tea.
Some, I like the hibiscus.
Yeah. Do you like it iced or hot?
Normally iced, actually.
No, it's hot today, boy.
Okay, it's hot.
Yeah, so I saw a lot of comments.
Oh boy, that was a fun first day.
Yeah, so your episode went live and looked like people thought your show was kind of familiar.
I was so proud of this because I paid for a crew. I got the guys in. I was proud of the concept. I edited the video myself,
whoa,
which I haven't done in like 8 years.
And you're blind, legally.
So I move very slowly.
And like Yoda.
And then the second comment was like, oh, Damien and Shane did this. And I was like, what? Oh, that must have been a one-off thing. And then a few more comments. I was like, what?
Yeah,
what?
Several shows.
Apparently, it was a running segment that they had done on Smosh Pit Weekly, and I will say right now, I did not know that.
I thought I heard Damien say that you complimented him.
I also blindly compliment Damien because it, like, keeps him happy and moving forward. So most
it's
of the time,
saddest
I don't know,
ever.
He'll just come up with a smile. I'm like, hey, the thing you did last week, I loved it. Good job. And he's like, thanks.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm good for the another
It does
day.
Keep him going, though. It's like the energizer
button. This tea feels cold.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Well, to kind of heat it up, the reason I didn't know is I didn't watch those episodes of Smosh Pit Weekly.
It was a segment in Smosh Pit Weekly. Yeah. It wasn't an entire video. So there, that is.
So it was something that was, and to be completely honest, I stole the idea from Saturday Night Live.
There's
literally, it was a segment on Weekly News where they wrote each other's jokes. And I was like, that's hilarious. And I had been wanting to do something that felt like old Why We're Single videos. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, let me take this and add a Why We're Single element with like people in the background. It's just more like personality based and the jokes are there. And then we'll see what happens. And I was so happy with the final product.
For the record, by the way, Damien and Shane did it before SNL did it. I'm just, I want to make sure everyone's aware.
I almost wonder if they saw it because they searched Weekly.
Yeah.
And like, well,
yep.
saw
Michael Shea is a huge Smosh Pit Weekly.
That makes sense. I stole the idea from SNL, but to Damien and Shane, I will not say this again, so hear this once.
Oh, and it's going to be foreverzies.
You guys are just brilliant, talented, funny people.
Aww.
So I feel lucky that I came up with an idea that you had already done a few times. That means I'm kind of on the right path to making something entertaining.
That's very sweet.
So, and if they would like to come on, I would love to. I felt bad because, like, I thought I had something great. But here's the thing. It's the internet. There's nothing original on the internet anymore except for whatever they're about to do on Smosh and Smosh Games in the next few months.
Nobody's drank a smoothie ever on the history of the internet. Yeah, we've never done it before, period.
I feel like this Smash... Was that what we said? Okay, the Smash Bros. Idea. I didn't know how secret it was. This seems very original to me.
I think so. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, there is no originality. All you can do is put your stank on it.
Yeah.
So, like, you guys put your stank on it. It's how you did
it. It was different.
Yeah.
A little Smosh seasoning, a little Joven seasoning.
I'm sorry, Damien and Shane. I started watching the Goldbergs literally just to support Shane.
Oh.
I think he's a very talented
individual. Your view counts. Every view counts on that
show. I like to think so. Just like on YouTube, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what to believe now when you go, that thing you did.
Yeah, no, just if I sound sincere,
sincere, I'm lying.
Oh, wow. Wow. Way to completely negate what you just said.
We're real here.
This is the real real.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's good. So, yeah, you've got that show. You got the Marvel mobile game show.
Yeah, I pitched a show to Fox Next, and I didn't hear anything for months. And I was like, well, there goes my career. I'm done. And then they hit me back up, and they're like, hey, we like this thing. Do you want to do this? And I was like, wait, I'm going to have a show with Marvel and Fox? Which is the most scared I think I've ever been, because you and I have talked about this, and I want the fans to know, no one that you've ever seen, met, or talked to, or have heard of in their life knows what they're doing.
In LA. If you're a coal miner or a teacher, chances are you know what you're doing.
Or a doctor, hopefully.
No, doctors
They guess every day.
Yeah, little known fact about doctors. They don't know anything.
Yeah, do you see how many books they have? Do you think they actually read all those books? No. Nobody reads that much.
Cool. But...
and so they came to me and they're like, all right, great. We want to do this. And I was like, wait, I've been guessing my whole life. And now the spotlight was on me and I had to come up with how the show is going to work, the structure and everything about it. But also having Marvel and Fox looking at the same time at every tiny detail that you do was a new type of pressure. And it was, you know, it was a learning experience. And I'm having a wonderful working relationship with them, even though I didn't get invited to a premiere or anything. That's fine. But I still, I don't know. It's something that I'm very passionate about. And it's something I get to do with them. And so there's that show. I brought Top 5 back this week. There's Totally Unprompted, which we'll go for another batch. And we'll try to get some more in if Shane doesn't, I don't know, give me a cease and desist.
Or punch a hole through you.
Yeah. That too.
Known to do that.
I got Magic the Gathering videos up there because that's a really popular thing. And that's something that even you'd get mad at us for talking about Magic the Gathering.
Because it's real nerdy. Yeah. I did the same thing with Damien about anime. When he starts talking about his weeaboo stuff, I'm like, I don't know what you're saying, man. I was like, look, I could tell you literally every single character in every Marvel movie and their history and their first issue, but you start talking to me about like Boku no Hero do no no.
There's so much anime. He says a different anime every day. There's a whole world that I don't know about.
Courtney, I think he's making this up.
He's making this up. Have you seen Spirit of the Darkness Dead Boy, man? Hero Love?
It's like, yeah.
It's like, oh, you don't know. It's the best.
Oh, it's the best. I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
I'll need to have him on an episode of Where to Start, but it's just manga.
Yeah.
And that's the comic book show where we go over, and I want to have you on eventually because we just talk about like, hey, here are the comic books that you need to know. Yeah. So I'll have Damien on to do manga. You come on
it's
and
Munja, I believe.
Oh, Munja, okay. Yeah.
He'll love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I can tell him that he did a good job and he'll definitely believe me.
Until he watches this podcast and his heart literally breaks.
Dude, we have such a nerdy office, though.
We do. We really do.
It's cool, like... even before this office specifically, just our workspace, it's just filled with people with like pretty similar tastes or just like on that same level of like nerd, which is cool. Like we were up till 3 a.m. seeing the new Avengers movie. Uh-huh. And like this morning you see doors are shut and people are talking, you're like, okay, they're all talking about the movie right now. And that's pretty common, like with the new Game of Thrones episode. Yeah.
I feel like you were always very notorious for having your door shut. People would make you shut your door because there was always something that we just saw that people
were talking about.
With
premiere we went to or the latest episode of something and everyone's like, I don't want to hear this. Yeah, I need another day. Yeah, we were doing that this morning because we finished watching Endgame. I saw it twice.
In one day.
The movie hasn't even been out for 12 hours, Eddie.
I know, I saw it twice.
6 hours of those 12 hours.
Six of my 12-hour day was
this
watching
Avengers.
This office
was empty by like 4:30 because everyone was out. It felt like Christmas, like something big like that. Mm-hmm.
And it was. It was one of those things where just like, for this in Star Wars, like you have to get there first. Or you're going to see something online, whether it be a troll or just like it, you can't not talk about it.
I went on complete social media blackout for 2 days. I was texting because I couldn't go on Reddit because Spencer told me, he's like, front page of Reddit, big old spoiler. I didn't go on Twitter because I know. So I told you when I went to Force Awakens, I was like tweeting, I was like, gonna go see Star Wars. And literally someone just replied to me, he's like, Han dies. I'm like, are you serious? Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
That's, I hate that.
But I went in total blackout mode. I had to have my friends text message me memes because I wasn't getting my memes. I was like, please send me memes.
But then they just send you Marvel Spider
memes. Yeah, I was like, SOS. No. Yeah, SOS, need meme, hard day. but I was like, just send me stuff. And then I went in, and then I'm like, okay, good. It was so liberating,
right?
Being able to go back on the internet is so liberating after like 24
hours. Now you're
in
on the joke.
I know.
For the week prior, I was pretty good. In general, scared of leaks or something. I was pretty good at staying in my lane because I still want to put out my own social media. So I was very good at navigating that. But day of yesterday, I was... literally, like, I kept accidentally opening Twitter and clicking the Discover page. Like, an idiot. And I'd see a picture of Rocket, and I'd be like,
yeah.
Get that out of here. Mm-hmm.
I did a live stream yesterday to kill time, and I was like, I'm sorry, guys, not looking at the chat. So, good luck.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this, and you're there, too.
Ian tweeted this morning or last night being like, yep, can't see it until next Friday because I'm busy, which I'm hoping he'll be able to see it.
No, so we go to New York on Sunday, and I think we have a little bit of time on Monday.
He's not going to survive.
No.
In the comments of his tweet, someone spoiled it.
Oh, my God.
Did he see it?
I hope not.
I hope not.
If you're going to tweet about spoilers, there's going to be somebody.
Yeah. It's
just anarchists.
Yeah.
It's just people being like, I want to ruin this guy's day.
It's like, I don't care as much, so I'm going to bring. That's stupid. But what are you going to do about trolls? You're going to do is you're going to try to see the movie as early as you can. And
when we were at the movie theater, I like...
Yeah, you had to like...
People, I plug my ears and go, la, 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 la. We did it ourselves, talking about it, walking out.
They had to say in the Arclight intro thing, they'd be like, also reminder, when you're leaving the theater, there are certain people that haven't seen the movie yet. Do not spoil it.
Don't be that guy.
Yeah.
I am so ready to talk about this movie.
Yeah.
Please and thank you.
Dude. Yeah. Did you see it twice? Did you see it?
I saw it twice. I saw it last night at 11:30, got home very, very late.
Yeah.
But you also saw it really late, right?
Yeah, it was 11:45 showing.
Now, is that because that was the first time you were available to do it? Or, like me, you procrastinated and just had to find the furthest theater that still had a seat available?
Shane actually, like, he was like, well, there's no way. Like, I'm buying tickets. It was, like, super far in advance. Yep. He's like, I'm just going to buy a bunch of tickets right now for this one showing.
Right.
And so then a bunch of people just hopped on. So I was luckily able to just be a part of that.
But... I backed into the fan screening at 5 because I was like, oh, I'll go. But it's like second row back. And I was like, oh, what if the seat sucks? So I was like, I'm just going to buy a second.
So you're like this whole time like, ah.
Because I really want to see it. And it ended up working out because there's so much of the battle that I missed. There's so much of the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Are we getting into spoiled territory? Spoiler boy?
Well, yeah. So basically, I loved it. I loved the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
People should go see it. There's going to be people who haven't seen Infinity War that are going to go see this. Like, there's going to be people like that. Don't do that.
Yeah. It's on Netflix. Watch it.
Yeah. Like, if you didn't see Captain Marvel, you could survive and watch this movie.
Yeah.
If you didn't see Infinity War, you'll be confused.
Yes. Be like, who's the purple dude? Who is that? What's his deal?
What's he like?
He's nice.
What does he think about? Does he think about me?
He's just farming? Okay.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Spoiler time?
Yeah, spoiler time.
I don't know. Just come back and rewatch this.
Yeah, if you're, you're going to hear the audio the Wednesday after it comes out. You're going to see the video the Friday after it comes out.
And by the time, if you haven't seen it, it's already been spoiled for you, so.
Yeah.
If you go on social media at all.
Literally anywhere.
But yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, what'd you think? What did you actually think?
Well, I had like a physical reaction to that movie. It was so much.
Yeah.
Like that movie, I loved it so much. When the battle was happening, like when it was like on your left, and everybody comes out.
I almost cried again when you said that.
It's time. Mm-hmm. Everyone started coming out, and when I saw Peter Quill, like I grabbed myself and like my heart was pounding. Obviously, like everyone's was. Yeah. And then like as the battle started happening, I was like holding onto my hoodie, and my hands were shaking uncontrollably. That I've never experienced before from a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was trembling. I was just constantly just like crying. Just like my eyes just, I didn't want to blink because there's so much going on. I didn't want to miss anything. But like my heart rate didn't slow down until I was home. Like I did have coffee with dinner, so that may have been part of it.
Yeah,
but hands trembling and shit. Like
It was amazing.
And it's funny that you said that you've never had that reaction before. It's because we've never had this experience before.
Exactly.
No one's had this experience before. This is 11 years, and I know that we were all saying this the same thing last year, where it's like 10 years to get to this one movie. Yes, and this is even more true now because it is 22 movies that led up to this one experience. The best part of this movie is that you will never be able to experience this again And especially like that, even if you see it a second time and it might be as good,
right.
but like not knowing what was going to happen,
yep.
wondering when the movie was going to stop.
Yep.
You will never experience 22 movies leading up to one movie ever again.
Yeah.
Like people will try, but okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Executed with everybody in it, executed, I mean, in my opinion, so well.
Yeah. Perfectly.
Yeah. And
yeah. Everybody had their moment. Everybody was able to have a cool comic book hero shot. Everybody got to have it together. You got your Girl Squad moment.
Yeah.
You got your best friend Cap and Iron Man moment. Like, it was just, it worked.
It,
like,
they it just
they
worked.
Tied up
every loose end.
Every loose end. Yeah. Well, close to every loose end.
Pretty, almost.
Because we're in spoilers, let's just get to that moment in the movie where you said you had, like, a physical reaction. I literally jumped out of my seat when Captain America got the hammer.
Oh, yeah,
Mjolnir. Oh, my God. This was me.
Like I,
for audio people at home, she's making a face from the ring.
Yeah, I look like a demon. I was so shocked.
I've seen quite a few movies with Lasergorn and Soenki, and I did see this movie with them and Mari last night. And I've never noticed before that they'll always switch off who sits next to me because I yell too much.
You do, yeah. It's a thing you do.
Yeah, I get excited, I clap, I cheer, I get into it. And Lasergorn afterwards, like, yeah. And I watched the movie again because I didn't hear a few lines. You were yelling. I was like, it was so good.
Yeah, and it was, I'm so used to that. We saw it together. We saw, it was you, me, Damien, Shane, Ryan Finnerty. And I was kind of looking at that because it was a second screening for me. So I wanted to go back because I wanted to watch people's reactions.
Yeah.
My favorite thing to do at a movie, if I kind of know what's happening, is to watch what people are doing and how they're reacting. So I kept looking over and you were just in the fetal position. And Shane, no joke, the entire time, didn't make a noise or change his face. He's just...
Yeah.
The entire time. I looked over a dozen times and he just, I was like, is he upset or like, is he sad?
Yeah,
he's
dude.
Just in complete, just like comatose face. Like it was so, it was jaw dropping.
It was the exhausting.
It was exhausting.
My heart, I felt physically drained. I felt like I was in the battle. Like my heart was hurting. My head was hurting. I didn't want to talk to anybody. Like I tried to be a little bit of part of conversation, but like I needed to sit down. Like my body was not okay after watching that movie.
Leading up to this, I almost like would lose like nerd cred for some people where they're like, how am I going to do pee breaks? It's so long. I was like, bitch, you didn't do 3-hour Lord of the Rings midnight screenings. Yeah, also, come on, this is nothing.
I trained for this moment.
Yeah, and then like watching this, I'm like, how much time has passed? It feels like this movie should end right now. No, we're still going. Like literally when the two armies are going head to head, I was like, it's going to cut to black.
Right.
But this is the end of the movie.
No, it's nuts. Like, because I also sometimes time check and I was like, cool, where are we in the movie? Like, generally try to figure it out. And I was like, when they finally decide to have that brainstorm session, I like turned to my wife and I was like, there's another 90 minutes to this movie. And when they go into the battle, when the battle ends, there's another 35 minutes to the movie. And I'm like, this is, there's so much content.
I just love that one. It's like, yes, there's more movie.
Yeah, no, exactly.
More
yeah, exactly.
Because you, I didn't want it to end.
Right.
Again, I'm not going to have this again,
right.
At least for a decade, if someone started right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I guess phase 5,
I guess
Marvel,
so. Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, you got X-Men stuff. There are going to be more geeky moments in the future.
But
we're
like,
going to get
again,
things
again,
that
this is the first time this ever happened, and the Russo brothers are just in my top 3 of directors because they know how to do these moments so well. Like the opening to Infinity War, I think is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
How like we see how badass Thanos is just by just by fighting the Hulk. Like you don't really need to see him destroy Xandar. You don't need to see him like wipe out all the Asgardians. You just see him fighting the Hulk. And you're like, oh, all right, he's a bad bitch.
Yep.
Got
yep.
it. And
that was my one gripe with this. One of like 2 gripes with this with Endgame is like Hulk never got his like redemption moment.
And I think we were saying, I think his version of redemption, like that they had for him was coming up with the time machine or trying the time machine and then the snap.
Yeah. The double snap.
The double snap.
Snap back.
Snap back.
That moment where just Thanos' arm shows up, like, wow, it's like, what the hell is going to happen right now? And then you just hear the faint sound. And you're like, oh, okay, that's the guy. No,
yeah.
Oh my God. It's happening. I know it's happening. And then you just see the strange portal and you're like, I was like grabbing people's arms like,
yeah. I ugly cried at Avengers Assemble. I was like, I literally, my wife grabbed my hand. I was like, yeah. And it's amazing. And like when they ended the first movie, cause we all saw Infinity War together and like the fact that they just blew everybody's minds by killing everybody at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
And like, everyone was like, what? Like you have a year of us building and like theorizing and trying to figure it out. And the fact that they subverted all expectations in the first 10 minutes of Endgame,
which
is amazing.
I did a video after Infinity War. I was like, Marvel's making the same mistake that Star Wars made, where it's like, if you give someone a year to theorize, the like episode 8 just like went against what everyone thought, so then they hated it for it. It's like, well, this movie won't be what we think it's going to be, so we're going to hate it.
Yeah.
And the movie started off so slow that it almost made me like doubt if it was going to be good.
Right.
Like, after the Thanos stuff in the beginning, I was like, oh, what if this movie's just kind of...
just them dealing with it.
Yeah. That made me feel super confident in the movie. And I was like, oh, like, we're going to stay here. And, like, we're going to... they're emotionally bringing us in, like, so much. And, it, like, I cannot believe, like, the amount that cinema and, like, movies can affect a person. Like, it's a bunch of people who have a job and they're doing this thing and they're creating this thing and they're all passionate about it, but it's, like, the fact that millions gather and just looking at a screen just creates so much response.
Mm-hmm. It was just done perfectly. Yeah, there might be some issues here and there.
There's some lines anytime, that are, like, cringy, but...
anytime you throw time travel into a movie, like, for me, it's gonna take me out. I'm like, alright, well, this ruins everything in the timeline. And they did it so well, and literally at times just by throwing out any preconceived notion of time travel in a movie, and just like kind of resetting your thought on it, it's like, oh, okay, so this will make sense.
It just worked. Like it just worked, and it was just kind of perfect, and it's like, honestly, they could never make another movie, and it'd be like, that was, you know what, we did it. That's our Godfather trilogy. Yeah. It's 22 minutes long, or 22 movies long. 22 minutes long. That's it. Like, honestly, they could never do another Marvel movie, and I feel like I feel okay with it, you know?
But, like, and like, how, you're right, but like, how do they fall open 2 months with what the movie that's supposed to end Phase 4, which is Far From Home?
I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, the it's going to be Spider-Man stuff. I mean, that's the benefit of doing something like this and then something a little smaller is, like, you go from the macrocosmic to the microcosmic. So this can be more about, like, Peter, his life, how it was affected,
which,
all that stuff.
I'm still, like, they're really good at having... lines were to kind of clear up any questions that you might have. If I had a kid in high school and he got dusted and then he's back all of a sudden, like, I don't know if I'm going to send him on a school trip to Europe or anything.
Allegedly,
like,
they're going to address it. They're going to address the fact that Peter Parker's 5 years younger than literally everyone he's in class with. So they'll figure it out. Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's going to be weird.
Well, I think you just start, like, some people moved on. All right, great. You're now in college. And now,
is Zendaya in her 20s now? Is that weird? Is she dating a 16-year-old?
Any character that we knew before probably also got dusted and then came back. I don't know. It'll get addressed.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm very excited. I'm excited to see what the future is. I'm excited to see them kind of do weird, more obscure characters. Like, they have to pull a couple more Guardians out of their ass. Like, they have to pull a couple more of, like, let's take a franchise or a comic book from the 70s or the 80s that nobody gives a shit about, and let's make it a very big and popular thing.
I thought I was excited for Guardians 3, and then I got so much more excited for Guardians 3.
Yeah.
When I was like, oh, throw Thor in it. That's how it gets
better.
Yeah,
that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, give us Fat Thor.
I'll be honest. I think Star-Lord, Chris Pratt, I don't know. I feel like he was kind of half-assed performance in Endgame, man.
It's interesting that you say that, because there was a point in time where, especially when, like, all the dusted characters came back, where I felt like we weren't getting the satisfaction of, like, seeing these relationships or personalities come forward. And I had to stop myself a few times and be like, it's not Star-Lord's movie.
Right.
It's not Strange's movie. This is Captain, Iron Man, and Thor finishing off their story.
Yep.
And, like, that's where the magic needed to be. Mm-hmm. He didn't want anything pulling too far from that.
But when he sees Gamora, I want to feel this right now, but, like, I
think
just
they're
didn't
saving
feel it.
It
from him this time.
I think they're saving it for the third movie.
Probably.
I think that they were teasing, like, that they're going to go search. They're going to do a search for Spock, and they're going to go try to find Gamora.
The thing is, like, man, so it's like everyone, all the fans saying, like, oh, I'm a Chris Pratt fan. I'm like, I'm more a Star-Lord fan than a Chris Pratt fan.
Yeah,
like, sure, he's good in other movies, but, like, Star-Lord, Peter Quill, and the way he performed that character in previous movies, I've never loved a male character.
Yeah.
Well, it was, and I'll say this all the time on my channel, the way that you make a successful superhero movie is you need to do something different. And Chris Pratt, as Star-Lord, was a very different leading man versus anything we'd seen for the 8 years before that.
Yeah.
We needed that kind of superhero.
I mean, he's Han Solo. Like, let's be honest. Like, he's Han Solo. He's Han Solo.
No, I see it.
He's Han Solo.
I see that. He's got that Han Solo charm.
Yeah, he's got the swagger.
He's got the swagger, but, like,
kind
this guy.
I'm talking Han Solo New Hope. Like, he's kind of an idiot, but he's also kind of a hero. Like, You know what I mean? Yeah, like, he's just...
I could see the comparison. I still have a little bit more line down the center.
He's gatekeeping Han Solo right now.
Yeah, just stop. Like,
Just stop. Just let it happen.
But I loved it. I loved every aspect of it. I think, you know, sitting through a three-hour movie twice is definitely never something I ever thought I could do. But I did it, and I was like, fine. And they made us care about Thor, too.
Yeah.
Like, that alone is a feat.
Oh, my God. Jeez, the moment with the...
I deleted that one out of my brain.
Right? Everybody did, which is why I feel like, we got to... What the fuck happened in Thor 2? Writing the script. Did anybody here see Thor 2? Nobody?
Was that actually Natalie Portman that we saw in this movie?
Yeah.
Did they bring her back for a shoot?
I feel like they used... Because I think they used... They had all this extra footage from when they shot those movies.
Maybe.
I think they used stuff, and then they used a body double when she gets up and rockets behind her.
They did. There's a close-up of her face, and it's definitely now
it's
Natalie Portman.
It's a fresh face. Really?
I thought so.
I don't know.
I thought so. Everybody... That's the one negative of this movie. It's like, everybody... Like, Gwyneth... Rene Russo, everybody's kind of like, oh, that movie was like 12 years ago. Like, I forgot. You've had like a long time on this planet since that movie happened.
So when I saw the close-up of her, I thought she looked fresh. I thought she looked good, like back then good.
Maybe. But also they made Michael Douglas not look like he's the Crypt Keeper. Yeah. So like they probably did a little bit of magic, CGI magic on her face. It was great. It was a great moment. Made me care about it. I don't care about that character, but I was like, this is rad. This is cool. Like, I was into it.
What moments made you cry?
Oh, like so many, like so many
it
little
a few
ones.
Times. As someone that prides himself on having a lack of emotion, it came a few times.
It came a few times.
It did.
Sorry.
Penis.
Well, it was that good.
I did the joke.
There was that wave of emotion, like dozens of times throughout that movie. But I think Captain getting the hammer. I lost my shit.
Yeah.
When Gamora puts her hand out. For New Nebula earlier, the Orange Nebula, like that for me, like just a sister relationship that I like literally watched up and I was like, that's sad. And then like even the later scene was starting and I was like, no, oh, it was really sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you? Any other cry scenes?
Honestly, it was just Assemble for me when he says Assemble, and like it's been like they've been teasing it for 20 movies and he hasn't said it fully for the longest time, and then he says it and everybody's there and it's a battle. I lost it.
But they technically already assembled because they are already all came together. They were
just kind of looking in different directions.
Yeah.
So
also he whispered it, so maybe they didn't know.
Yeah.
Maybe he was just like
maybe he wanted to yell it, but he's like, wait, but it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
So,
there we go. Yeah. You?
Thor talking to his mom. Like, it got me, and I was like, And then all the way up to Steve Rogers at the very end.
The slow dance?
Before that, when he's on the bench.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, maybe that was just like the emotional, like it just, even just watching the movie for 3 hours and finally came to this moment, I was like, he's earned this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he got to, like, he saved the world who knows how many times, is now able to, the moment he didn't come back, I was like, oh, I grabbed my wife's hand. I'm like, oh, God, here we go. And then I think what also did it was the fact that Bucky knew that he was going to be over there and then pushes Falcon that way. And I was like, it's getting to me again. It was just like, that was the perfect ending where it's like, you've earned it.
Yeah. For me, that was like, I don't know. I guess it's good. It's not just killing people off. It's easier. But I was like, this is the first time since Winter Soldier that I actually liked Cap. I've always thought Cap was super vanilla.
Yeah.
I was like, he's just super boring. Like,
I didn't
whatever.
Like him in the comics at
all.
Yeah,
I was like, he's whatever. He's Cyclops. Nobody likes Cyclops.
Nobody
likes Everybody
Cyclops.
Likes Wolverine. You know what I mean? So it's like, for me, I was just kind of like, eh. And then in this movie, I genuinely like Chris Evans. I think Chris Evans is one of the funnier actors out there, and he doesn't get to do it. And I think that they kind of made the decision. They're like, we got RDJ, and he's RDJ, and Hemsworth is really reaching for this comedy stuff, so you got to be you. But the fact that they let him do it where he's like, I could do this all day, he's like, I know. Like, those moments actually made me care about Cap. And I was like, this is so good. And then at the end of the movie, I was like, but wait, you don't go. No, I like you now.
It's like, no, you're on my team now.
Yeah.
I think the one issue that I had, and the reason I'm bringing it up is you kind of touched on the scene. The one thing that I would have done differently, because I am a professional, of course.
You've worked with Marvel.
Yeah. So they're listening. Is when Cap says that line about when he sees himself.
Yeah.
And that fight happens. Captain America swears.
I know. You would have wanted him to say language.
Like, I thought the other Cap should have been like, language.
I thought about it, but I was like, it's... there's so many things happening in that three scene shot that yeah. I was like, if he says, oh, you got to be shitting me. And then the other one says, I got Loki. And the other one says, I'm not Loki. If they were to say swearing, it felt like a hat on a hat.
It would have been like another thing in
That's
there.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I wonder if they actually did film it and be like,
maybe.
I didn't think about the swearing thing.
Yeah.
Was this movie a comedy? Because there's sometimes where like Marvel has always tried to like really jump into the comedy and
well, the Russos got their start in sitcom.
In sitcom.
Yeah, like Community was the thing that put them on the map, which is also great because they put almost every Community regular in a Marvel movie.
Mm.
Danny Pudi. They had Ken Jeong. Yvette Nicole Brown was in this one. They've done, I think everybody but Alison Brie, Chevy Chase, and Joel McHale. Everybody else has been in it.
Yeah.
It's great.
It was just funny. Yeah. And then, like, sometimes I'll be like, all right, is it trying to be too funny? I'm like, no, it's just, like,
it
perfect
good.
Blend.
Yeah.
It just felt like, oh, this is a little mini sketch right now that's mm-hmm. happening. And for me, that's the difference between Marvel and DC is Marvel knows how to make it look like they are a little, like, they don't care as much. Like,
effortless.
It's just, like, we're chill. Like, we aren't taking ourselves so seriously. And I'm sorry, you are a little more on the DC.
I work for Marvel. With a Batman tattoo. Don't tell them that.
Yeah. I will say when Cap sees Margaret through the window mm-hmm. and doesn't do anything about it, that was like a really powerful moment to me because like mm-hmm. he's just so strong. He's so strong emotionally, physically.
Whoa.
But like, sorry, that like just, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just, even when he got knocked down by, was it Thanos?
Mm-hmm.
And he still is just getting back
yeah,
up.
Like,
I almost yelled, get up.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's Cap.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Always gets back up. He can do this all day. and just the fact that like all of their egos were out the window for the most part, like for this movie, because yep. I mean, it had been 5 years, mm-hmm. whatever. Like the egos were all super hot in the beginning
right.
before the 5 year jump.
Thor's got a gut.
Yeah, dude.
Which it was so refreshing to be able to see a Marvel movie and have a shirtless superhero and me feel like I'm doing okay.
Well, this was a conversation my wife and I had. Is like, do you think there's no way they're going to keep that? Like, she was like, do you think Chris Hemsworth's like, oh, I don't have to get in like super shape? And I was like, I don't know, man. I feel like there's a little bit of me that's like, oh, they're like representation, but also it's like, I feel like they're probably like, you can't have an action figure with a gut.
Well, you know also, I mean? Like, if you look at...
I'd buy it.
Like,
Thor
at the end of the movie was as big of a badass as anyone else, if not the biggest badass there. And
he had braids in his beard.
When he hit the lightning god's like, here's the really
yeah.
are you looking for
and
that?
And so, like, he didn't get abs in 10 seconds. So that's to nope. show, like, he could still have the build that he has and still be a great character.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made a perfect, like, it's muscular, but it's overweight.
Right.
Like, he still had all the muscle there, but it's crazy.
It was good.
The prosthetics on him?
No, just pizza. It's like a ton of pizza.
He did a Christian Bale. Just gained all the weight.
I mean, he's very method because it was a Master and Commander. No, that's the other one. He did the whale movie and he was like emaciated. He's lost like, he's done that thing where he's like fluctuated in weight. So like part of me was like, did he gain like 55 pounds of fat for this movie?
No
but
way.
He probably.
It wasn't in his face. So yeah. I think it was just the suit. But which, yay for practical effects.
Suit and I think maybe some body double stuff. I mean, it just makes sense.
Yeah. For sure. I mean, if they could do it with Cap looking like a scrawny kid, they can.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, we did the scrawny kid, strong guy thing. Now we got to do strong guy, fat guy thing.
And they did Skinny Tony.
Skinny Tony. They did skinny Tony. Yeah.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it, too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
That was hard to watch. Yeah. It was like, too much.
We also, the dude's had a hard life, but, in the last movie, I was like, yikes. Yeah. He's only 54. He definitely looks like he's clocking 60.
Yeah.
He's lived a long time.
Yeah. I mean, fighting
in the MCU and that.
When you're saving the universe all the time, you know.
Yeah. Getting drunk and showing up in people's backyards.
You see Obama
in the
80s. When he first got elected. And
yeah.
Then, and
he fought Thanos. Yeah. But yeah. It's amazing. I'm excited. I probably will go again. Will you go again?
I think I need to.
I think it was so much physically, too. I think I definitely want to see it 10 times more, but I think I need to be in the comfort of my own home more intimately with the screen so I can just look at more.
That's funny. I think my next screening will be on a Wednesday at 11 a.m. where no one else is at the theater, and I'm just like, all right, cool.
Good luck.
Yeah, I'll have to wait 3 weeks.
Do you guys remember that period years ago when people were like, oh, people are going to stop going to theaters and cinema's going to die? Like when internet and Netflix was such a thing.
No, people just make bad movies.
And then Marvel happened.
Yeah. It's still crazy. Not doing well. Theaters are still not doing great.
Movies are.
Blockbusters are.
The movies are.
But blockbusters have always done well.
Right. That's the thing. It's you're always going to have those. It's always going to do well. But you have your Netflixes and your things that are taking a chunk out of movies. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can just see it in the fact that every movie theater is you can get a recliner now and you can get food to your table. They're making it very easy.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's definitely the Marvel. I mean, this movie is probably, and by the time this comes out, we'll know, but this probably going to do better than any movie.
Oh, no. That's something that I find kind of annoying every time because I know it's just good marketing, but it's every movie has its records that it beats. Right. I'm you can't do that every single time.
Yeah.
No, but this will. Yeah. This will. This, before the movie came out, was
it shattered records in pre-sale. Yeah.
Will it win Best Picture?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
I think it might.
It was so good. But it's as a one-off movie by itself. I feel like that's going to be something. So many people are going to see this movie and have not seen Infinity War. Because so many people who just need to see it because they're everyone's seeing it, so I got to see it.
Yes. Didn't Return of the King win Best Picture?
Yeah, but it was also at a time where there was kind of nothing dropping. I feel like there's also so many. I mean, this, it'll be interesting because this is going to go up against a Joker. And I feel like a Joker is probably going to be up for more things just because of the Scorsese of it all and the fact that it feels a little more Oscar
fodder-y. Yeah, you and I talked about this and it kind of as much as I am expecting a lot from that movie by expecting very little, could that be up for Best Picture? Maybe. This just again, it's just this moment in history that took 11 years to get up to it. I almost feel like it's just you've earned it, take it.
It's unprecedented for sure, but I also
especially
feel
at a time when I think the Oscars are trying to fight for a better audience.
Yeah, well, that's why they created the fan award or the most popular award or whatever. They try, but at the end of the day, it's old Hollywood. You know what I mean? They don't want this. They don't want these movies. They want, the movie about the kid that falls in the ice. They want those movies to win. That's just how it is.
I haven't seen a trailer for Joker. I actually didn't see any of the Infinity War trailers.
Nice. Or for Endgame?
For Endgame. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Kudos to them. These are the best Marvel trailers ever. It showed us the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Wow.
That's it.
And they didn't do the cool thing. I actually kind of like the marketing trick where they'll change things in the trailer.
Different delivery.
Yeah. Or different, where in Infinity War, they show the scene where Hulk is Hulk and stuff like that. And it's they didn't do that with this, which is interesting. They did show footage from Infinity War and play it off it's in this movie, which is kind of fun. But,
and the Joker trailer, as a DC fan, I was watching this trailer and people were like, well, what did you think? I'm like, I don't know. They didn't really give me anything.
You know, I haven't seen Dark Knight and anything following.
Really?
You never saw Dark Knight?
Never saw Dark Knight.
Wow.
I love Heath Ledger so much. I just never got around to it. And then it's just been a thing.
Yeah.
And
we need
then
to go home and watch Dark Knight.
We need to do a movie night, girl.
Like, my family were very much into Batman. Yeah. But for some reason,
you
it was
gotta
just
watch
a crazy
Dark Knight.
Time.
Like, Dark Knight is just one of those movies where it's just like, no, that's a good movie. You should see that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, nothing's really been spoiled too bad.
I mean, it's hard to. Heath Ledger died.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry. I'm the first to tell you. I'm so sorry. This is how you find out.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Can you imagine?
He what?
He wait. But
I follow him on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's like he's still tweeting that thing.
It's a meme account.
Yeah. I always thought it was weird. He would have such dank memes.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I just feel like this is kind of just the conversations that happen at work anyway.
Right.
Here.
Literally.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the beauty of like what we do is like on the, you know, when we were just in a hole on the game side, like we would just talk about the geekiest crap and then we're able to kind of like blend in together. And it's like, you're able to come in with different things. Like I've watched you over the last couple of years become this Marvel super fan, which is so cool to me.
I was a fan before. Like they asked what my favorite movie was in my interview. And I said Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
But it's true.
It's one of those things where it's cool for me. Cause like I literally grew up in the comic book industry. So like for the fact that like all this stuff was like kind of passe and I would kind of get picked on in like school for liking comics and stuff like that. And now it's like, if you don't like comics, you get picked on. Like the kid that didn't go to the Endgame is like, look at this nerd. Like it's so weird to me. It's so insane. And like watching like everybody in the office kind of like come in with different things. It's one of those things that I think is so amazing about these Marvel movies, the superhero movies in general, is like they don't have a bad taste. Like we remember Spider-Man 3 and like going to X-Men and being like, why are they in black leather? Like that was the stuff. Like it was just like so dumb and like stuff before that and like watching, you know, the Hulk show and all these different things. But now it's just like so it's perfect.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't change most of that movie last night. You know what I mean? Like I was like, as a fan who knows a lot of these characters in and out, there's a lot that I wouldn't have changed. And the fact that we're able to share that together in the office is just so rad.
Yeah.
Like I love that.
Anything, whatever your favorite Marvel movie was, like it had its moment in this.
Yeah.
You'd be like, that's my guy.
There was
mm-hmm. my girl.
For everyone.
Again, this movie was just perfectly balanced, as all things should be.
Look at you.
I remember when I first started working here, that was my first time seeing like offices being like personalized. So when I saw your office having all your cool stuff, like, and you eventually had an Infinity Gauntlet in there, like before, and I was like, what is that? What's mm-hmm. that? What's that?
These are Infinity Stones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you like explained a little bit, but you're like, no, I wasn't nerdy enough yet. Like,
no, you weren't ready. I wasn't ready. I was like,
I still wasn't, apparently, because my body physically had an anxiety attack. Your office has always been something that's like a staple in all everything I've been through here, because it's like it's got everything that we all love. Mm-hmm. And like I remember going at even just here, like you have the video games going.
Oh yeah, and like, you got it. I mean, that's the most important thing. Is like, I mean, something that we try to do is like try to keep it fun.
Yeah.
Because if, like, I don't want to be the guy with, like, a corporate office and just, like, who has charts on the wall. I don't know, business papers everywhere. I don't know how it works. But, like,
Just a chart.
Just a chart.
Business.
Guys, it's going up. I don't know what it is, but it's going up. So business is great. I've never wanted to be that guy. So it's, like, I've always made sure, like, my office has tried to be, like, and you know, a moment of me, like a capture of what I love and like the geeky, dumb crap. And we'd have a WWF belt hanging from my ceiling and like crap like that.
I think that really echoes just like what you need to be successful on YouTube, though, is personality first. And it should never stray away from that, which kind of going back to what we originally talking about is why I'm really excited to see what happens next with you guys, is because it's personality first.
It's unfiltered. For the first time ever, we get to make stuff and not have a committee decide whether it's a good or bad idea based on that one chart in my office.
Yeah, like the going up chart.
Yeah.
I think it's cool, like, it's all of us coming up with ideas together. I'm really happy you're back and that you don't hate Smosh.
I never hated my family. It was just, I want to see if I can be successful.
You got to try.
You can hate me a little bit.
Yeah.
I like you guys more than my actual family, so it's fine.
I mean, we've known each other for almost a decade.
Almost a decade, which... How?
I don't know.
Survived this long? I don't know.
You're such a crazy dude.
I was the best man at his wedding.
I was
the best man at my wedding.
Yeah.
He actually helped me shave
I
on,
did.
On my wedding
he,
day.
As those who are watching this video can see, he doesn't know how to shave.
I don't.
Did you tie his tie for him too?
No, Mari did the tie.
Mari did the tie. I think maybe cute. While he was like putting on my jacket or something. Yeah, I can't be trusted.
Yeah, I had to put your vows on. I had to download a teleprompter app on my phone because you couldn't read your vows because it was so small because he's blind.
Yeah.
So I had to get it on his phone. So we've been at each other. This September will be 9 years.
9 years.
That we met. We've known each other for that long. So and the fact that, you know, we were lucky enough to be able to work in an office every day and see each other and not strangle each other was pretty impressive.
I mean, as long as I've worked here, I mean, I've seen you guys, it was like captain and his first mate. Like, sure. That's what it always seemed like
to me. Skipper and Gilligan.
Just a couple of seamen.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just but I came so fast.
I'd see you, like, you would do this stroll into Matt Robb's office and the door would shut. And I was like, it's the guys. It's Don Draper.
Little did they know, we're just kissing. Yeah, no one knew.
Kisses.
Just a little kisses.
Just seeing what I could stick to his beard.
The gauntlet.
Don't touch the gauntlet. No, but I mean, that's what's been cool about it. And that's what's exciting about this is, like, you know, we talked about it. We talked about what was happening with Smosh and we talked about what you had coming up. And it's like, we want to make sure at the end of the day, we're still able to be who we are on film with each other. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And like, there's never been animosity. There's never been like, I hate them. Oh, I quit. Oh, I'm leaving. Like, you know, you were freelance when the Defy stuff went down.
That's something that a lot of people don't know is May 1st. Last year, I didn't work at Defy.
Yeah.
I was just coming in to film videos. And if you couldn't tell then, you might not be able to tell now.
It's one of those things, like, it's just, you know, there were mandates, as there were. It was like our cast was too old and we couldn't put certain people on. Everybody had to be a 21-year-old and speak 9 languages. And so, like, it was kind of forced on me to be like, we gotta phase them out. And I was like, I don't think it makes sense. So, like, in May, you know, you and Mari kind of became freelancers. And that's the thing that no one really knows and no one really talks about.
Yeah.
So now, like, the fact that you guys have been able to build this career for yourselves and still be able to come back and do stuff, that's the most important part. Yeah.
And like when the Defy thing happened, like I was there at the office, but because you texted me, I was like driving home. Yeah. I was just literally hanging out with you that day. Yeah. I was like, hey, you might want to come back. And I mean, I was there because, again, it's family. I didn't lose my job that day.
Right.
I was just there to support and help and, you know, not steal stuff.
Yeah, and the fact that we're able to kind of come back and we're able to completely triumph as the failure happened in November and come back as this phoenix, and you're able to come back and Wes and Mari and Lasercorn and everyone, Sohinky, everybody, and we're gonna have you back in more stuff. Like I said, we've got something coming up, you know, next week, and
nothing sticky.
You never said that.
The food.
Yeah, you never said that.
No hot peppers.
So sticky hot peppers all over your body.
No. Physically hurt to hear.
And I mean, like, you know, we are probably going to do summer games this year. We're probably going to do summer games this year.
Yes.
And, you know, you'll be back for that. Yeah, and we'll be able to be a part of it. Yeah. No, maybe. You never know.
But times are different now.
Times are different.
Times are different.
Your time away has made you stronger.
No, it hasn't.
Your vision is so strong.
5 years later.
Exactly. But I mean, like, that's the beauty about it. It's like, we can still make stuff together and you can still be in stuff. And there's no animosity. There's no, like, I miss the old. It's like, the old is the old. Like, we want to evolve. We want to do something different.
Yeah, everyone's like, do the wax job again. I'm like, no, I'm going to do different things.
It's like, you saw that.
Like, better stuff.
You saw that. Why didn't you see it again?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
just watch the video again.
Right.
It's there.
And if we're going to do something again, we're going to do it with different people, like Secret Hitler. You never got to play Secret Hitler.
Yeah, that was my first time.
You know, I never got to do it. Like, we actually did it.
Play the game.
You know what? It's fine. And I blame.
It was a fun video.
It was fun.
Was it like a huge difference? Like, was it a big deal?
No, because like at the end of the day, you found the balance and it worked. The rules are just there to help with the balance. A little bit more. I feel like liberals won, right?
Yeah.
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 But it was down to the wire, though.
Yeah. If you guys were playing by the rules, I think you guys would have won faster.
I was a liberal. That's the crazy part. I was just being an anarchist.
The fascists would have won faster. So what you wound up doing worked better for the video.
Yeah, see, good. Look at that. So weird how that happened.
I was so dumb in that video.
It was great. No, you were hilarious.
You were my favorite part of that video.
You were so funny. And like, and you know, being able to do more stuff, like you've got a new series we're trying out where you get to do some crazy stuff in Sims. And like, we want to try stuff. And like, that's the beauty about YouTube is like, you can try stuff. And as long as you guys are with us, we're going to do it together. Like you're along for the ride, the fans.
Yeah. And the comments, there's always going to be comments of, where's this person? Mm-hmm. They're not, just because someone's not in that video, maybe they're freaking sick, dude. Or like during the shutdown, Olivia got to go do a movie.
Right.
Like, and then Shane was able to do Goldberg's without freaking out about scheduling. And making sure he's a part of everything. Like, we're doing other stuff. Like, this is a dream job. It's my dream job. But, like, there's other things we kind of want to do. And it's like, who are we? Or who is anybody to stand in someone's way of doing something that's, like, they've been dying to do their whole life?
Yeah, we always talk about, like, oh, you do what you have to do to survive. And I don't think that is us, really, now that I think about it. I think it's like, no, we do what we do to try to live now. And
right.
Just like,
I mean, there was for the longest time, Defy, and we could talk about it, had a mandate that we couldn't do anything outside of Smosh.
I got in trouble by one of the execs when I did that Legends of Gaming.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know I was going to show up on the cover of Variety.
And that show sucked.
It wasn't great.
No, but I mean, like, that's what's crazy is, like, we're able to do these things now and actually try things. Like, the notion that, like, oh, if Courtney goes and does a show, it's going to be, like, competition with Smosh. Like, no, that's not how the internet works. And there were these old execs making these demands. And it's like, no, if you go off and become a star on TV and you're still part of the Smosh fan, that's all going to help each other. Like, that's what's cool about it. And the fact that we're able to come back together and still do it, and you can pop in, you live 10, 15 minutes away.
It did not take me long to get here.
It's great. And we're all close to each other. And we're able to kind of like do stuff and shoot stuff together. And that's the beauty of it. It's how it should have been 15 years ago.
Yeah. You're going to hate having an office too close to me, because one day you'll just be in the office like, what smells like salami? And just like me looking like Thor.
Oh, no, we get smells all the time,
I need
dude.
You around, dude. Like the kitchen, the mythical kitchen. It's every day. It's a journey. But sometimes I show up to work and I'm like, I am really tight in my shoulders. Like, for people who don't know, Jovan was known in the office for, he's very good massager.
I could have been a masseur, as Mari's even said as well.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I...
this is making me uncomfortable. I don't like this conversation at all.
I brought that up in a weird way. But I literally, like, you've helped me so much.
You got magic fingers, bro. Great job.
A long, long time ago, I used to live with someone that was learning to be a masseuse. And so I just...
Wes Johnson.
Yeah. Wes.
No.
There's like maybe one person that likes a Wes massage, and he thinks that he's good at massages. Is Wes good at massages?
No.
Who's not here to defend himself?
He is not good at massages.
He's too strong. He's just like, let me break your butt.
He's like, a good massage is just jamming your thumb deep inside of them. And if his thumbnail was too long, he'd probably puncture me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's very strong.
No, it's like just sausage fingers. These giant sausage West fingers just massaging.
Keith liked those massages a lot.
Did he?
Keith has probably never had an actual massage to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, the human body is a machine, and you have to know how the different cogs work and what flows and be
stop
able to
it.
Feel.
Just shut weird. Up. Just shut up.
You I regret to, this.
Yeah, this is, I don't like this at all. This is terrible.
Yeah, but it smells like salami right now. What's the deal?
I just like my morning salami sandwiches.
That's weird. I don't miss your salami.
Rye bread, a lot of mustard, and just salami and a few onions.
Yeah, then gross.
That's my normal scent. That's what you guys don't get on
That's
the other
gross.
Side of the camera.
Thank God. Be happy, because you'd be like, is this an A&E show? Does this guy have a problem? Yeah. This is bad.
This is the intervention.
Yeah, this is it.
I've always wondered if smell will ever be a component in like TV or movies.
I hope not.
It's like in 4D stuff.
Because I'll have to smell.
It's like Shrek.
Or the Simpsons ride?
Or the Simpsons ride, yeah.
Simpsons, bring it back.
Bringing it back. Full circle, baby. I love it. So you've got a couple shows now.
Yeah, so I am at full force on my YouTube channel, but so that's always me present. I am working on, so there's top fives. I've got the Marvel show that happens once an update when that comes around. Totally unprompted. Thank you, Shane and Damien, for being the inspirations in my life.
We got Shane right here. Come on,
come on. He's got boxing gloves on.
And then, yeah, we're just, I'm actually, I have sold a cartoon.
Hey!
And we are currently trying to get that up and moving, so I'm very excited about that. I don't have a lot of information because apparently it takes a long time to do that.
True.
it's in the process, maybe the fans will hear some familiar voices if we get those opportunities.
It's just you doing all the voices.
So since you work at Marvel now, there's a Guardians 3 movie.
Yeah, I know all the details.
If I could, just get me in there.
Yeah, just
in the room with them.
Into Chris Pratt's green room, in his dressing room.
Start.
Yeah, to start.
Sure.
That's where most people start. Actually.
Cool. Wow.
What does that mean?
I don't like it. You're in, but yeah.
I'm in, but what? What's going on? I'm having a great time.
I'm very excited with what I'm working on right now because for the first time. I feel like, it was always Jovenshire with Smosh Games, and it's the first time where I'm definitely on my own, and I feel like I'm an adult and kind of like, I have a business now. I run a production. But at the same time, I'm very excited now that you guys are up and running to be able to jump back in here. I'm just excited for us.
Yeah.
I think it's just a, because again, I don't think it's surviving anymore. I think now we're living. We're learning how to do it, but we're all together and we're working on stuff. And like you were saying, if someone's on the channel, they've got a channel. Go watch and support what people are doing.
Yes.
Because that's what you want to do. That's why we broke down the fourth wall. So you guys aren't just the fans. You're family too. So
go watch everybody's stuff.
Come hang out with us.
And then comment, why are you not in Smosh Games anymore?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Where are you? Where's this person?
Are you? Why are you not that I know? What am I?
What is Joven? Where is Joven?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's awesome. And you're going to be back in a couple weeks for another video. And
as I've been told right now.
Yes, as you've been told right now. Mm-hmm.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to love it.
And maybe a Smosh for our Grimms.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I like how to say Smosh for our Grimms. You have to say it out of the side of your mouth right now because it's not official.
It's just the stroke. It's the stroke you're having. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you for hosting us.
You did an amazing job today hosting.
Thank you.
I'm going to start commenting, Ian who?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ian who?
Ian who Cox?
Who Cox? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Ian who Cox?
No, Ian, I love you. Please don't hit me.
Thank you guys. We literally got 4 hours.
Yeah, you are doing fantastic off of much of sleep.
I'm being held up on caffeine right now. I'm waiting the moment we stop.
Then there's also a bar right behind me.
Yeah, exactly. Just holding me up like a marionette. Yeah. I'm great, guys.
There's constantly a bar behind me, but it's a different kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you guys so much for watching or listening to this episode of Smosh Cast.
And or listening.
I hope you guys liked me as a host. Please comment down below, Ian Hucox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hucox.
For me, and hit that like button if you want me to come back. If you are a listener, the podcast comes out on Wednesdays, and as well as a teaser for the podcast on our Smosh Cast YouTube channel. And then if you're a watcher or viewer, comes out the whole cut on Friday. But you don't get to hear the sweary words. No. Swear words.
You
swear
get to hear us say poop.
Or pee-pee.
Ooh, pee-pee or poop?
Mm. Armpit.
Ooh. That's not the worst one.
Thank you guys for coming. I love you so much.
Love you too.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye. I did it.
Dude, I didn't like that. That's a weird feeling.
Mm-mm. I hated it.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.